Hi. I saw a request not too long ago. Someone was seeking a detailed description of a celebrity, and I thought that was such an interesting idea. It goes without saying, I hope, that I'm not completely rubbish at describing a scene, and to use my voice to communicate what I'm doing to you or what you're doing to me. What I think most of us take for granted, though, is that we almost immediately upon pressing play are able to see the scene unfolding behind our eyelids. We have a clear idea of how we look ourselves, and I will go as far as to say you might have imagined how I look. So let's try something. Just sit back and close your eyes and play along with me. Please. Forget you know what a woman looks like. Forget your crush, your girlfriend, your wife, and experience a woman through my eyes. Let me see for you. For this, I figured a great place to start was to pick a woman. So, I picked possibly one of the most attractive women, at least in my opinion, for you to see. Her name is Jennifer Lawrence. Now, if you know what she looks like, just try and push that image out of your head. A big part of my affinity towards her is her persona. She's witty, always ready with a quick comeback or a funny comment. She adds humour and banter to any conversation which allows it, and it's refreshing. She's intelligent, always informed on politics and pop culture, and is able to contribute in dialogues and debates regarding current affairs and historical events and their societal importance. She is what I, as a young woman myself, strive to be, what I long to be able to contribute in interactions, and ultimately what I hope anyone would remember me for. But that's all well and good. Anyone who can hear will be lucky enough to have this experience of her, and of anyone. I want you to see her as I see her. She's 5'9", an elegant height. She doesn't get lost in the masses. She's not your average 5'5 plain Jane. She's still short enough, though, to reach up on her tiptoes when she needs something in the overhead cupboard. She's short enough not to tower over you in high heels. She's short enough to snuggle into your chest and bury her head under your chin. But she's also tall enough to kiss you without your back hurting from bending down to reach her. She's tall enough for you to put your arm around her waist and hold her hip. She's tall enough to kiss at your neck and your jaw, to reach up and run her fingers through the hair at the back of your head and lightly pull at your roots. Her legs are long and slim, beautifully toned, while her thighs have remained soft and feminine. The skin on her legs is golden, almost with an olive undertone, and so smooth. Every curve from her slim ankles over her tighter calves and up to her knees. Running a finger up and down like this would no doubt trigger a satisfying feeling within you, just the soft dips and swells. Her thighs are perfectly sized to the rest of her. They're bigger and softer than her lower leg, but proportional. They're balanced and almost plump. They look like they would have the perfect amount of give when you run your hands up from her knees along her inner thigh and just squeeze when you reach the top of her thigh, right before your fingers meet the part where her thighs and hips connect. She would wrap them around your waist, her heels resting just above your ass. She would be able to push you in deeper, to keep you at the pit of her stomach. They would fall open with ease and allow you in. Her ample thighs would feel so soft and warm against your ears. The roundness of her hips are almost a divine depiction of femininity. They follow the roundness of her outer thigh in one cohesive curve, curving out the closer you get to her ass, and dipping back in again almost identically until you reach her waist. And they're perfect to grab at, to hold onto, and to bruise and squeeze. Her ass is tight and toned, almost unreal and rounded in shape. I imagine it's a perfect ass to smack. It's plump enough for it to jiggle when you take her from behind or when she bounces it off of your hard cock, but tight enough for your hand to audibly land on its curve. Reaching around from her hips, from her ass, her stomach is flat against her hip. It's also toned, with an almost pin-uppy tiny waist. A true coke bowl figure, the waist just, it dips in a soft valley. A perfect place for big hands to rest and hold. Fingers and thumbs would swallow her frame, almost meeting a spine or navel. From her waist, her ribcage leads up to her chest. Her chest is not too big, just overflowing a good handful. They're full and naturally drooped in almost a teardrop shape. And perky. And I bet they're really soft as well. I'm sure they're sensitive to the touch. Playing with her nipples and squeezing them in your hands would probably make her shoulders roll and her head fall back. Perfect little toys. And a warm and soft place for your cock. Her collarbones are pronounced. Another feminine feature. Her neck and throat are slim and long, drawing a beautiful and elegant column for her head to rest on. Her hair is just past shoulder length. It's a deep golden blonde colour, almost like caramel. Her face is oval shaped. Her chin and jawline are slim and sharp, while her cheeks are youthfully chubby and rosy. Her nose is adorably small, like a cartoon button nose. Her mouth looks almost like the petal of a rose. It's plump but narrow and doesn't take up too much space on her face. Her bottom lip would fit perfectly between yours. They would look almost cute and innocent wrapped around the head of your cock. Her cheeks would hollow and reveal her high cheekbones as she would suck. Her big blue eyes looking up at you and flirty long lashes framing them. Thank you for letting me be your eyes, for seeing this woman as I do, in all her feminine beauty and goddess-like sexuality. If you'll excuse me, I think I have some more private imagery to go conquer up.